This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch here in January. And it's the 4th of January. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from the Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along, regardless of what you're doing. And also, let's not forget our over-the-road truck drivers out there doing a great job, too, getting the goods from point A to B. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Yep, we're over on Twitter. And don't forget to check us out. Our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check us out, and find out all those little great things that we're up to here, there, and everywhere. And by the way, this guy here is up to all sorts of little stuff, too. Probably freezing his tootsies off when he goes outside today. It's Ron Edwards. Yes, indeedy. And they are not going to be outside very long because it is a chilly 46 degrees in Tampa. And I got a call a little while ago from the Detroit area telling me it was 19 degrees up there.
Yeah, thereabouts. It's a bit nippy out today, this morning.
You're not going to go out and run barefoot, huh?
Not today. I don't think so.
All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. 2,900 flights canceled yesterday. Don't know how many yet so far, but they're totaling up. And this is across America because of not only COVID, but also the weather. And let's not forget the job action that's going on.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, overall, airlines canceled more than 15,000 flights over the 10 days spanning the Christmas season and Christmas to New Year's Eve for about 7% of all scheduled flights. And one of the biggest areas of cause of these delays, it's not reported very much in the media, is a lot of the pilots are kind of receiving or getting, the sickness after receiving the shots. But they're not reporting that. I don't know why, but that is also part of the reasons why you're having cancellations of many flights.
Well, they fly at high altitudes, and it does different things to their body than it does you or me. Yep. So that's what part of that's all about. But I did see this. They have a shortage of flight attendants, and they are now actively recruiting flight attendants in the United Kingdom, unvaccinated flight attendants, to come over here and fly the friendly skies.
That's right, because when you get those shots, in a lot of cases, you're more apt to get blood clots than normal.
And that's very rare. It's not a given deal. It's extremely rare.
Well, it's not as rare as you might think, because there are a lot of cases since people have been getting the shots of getting more blood clots.
I talked to my doctor about that yesterday, and I'm reporting exactly what the doctor said. It is extremely rare. It only comes with certain types of blood conditions, which are also extremely rare. So there you go.
Okay, well.
That's from somebody who knows a lot more than we do.
Well.
Because I wanted to know. I wanted to know.
You may have a good doctor, but.
Oh, I do.
Doctors, I'm not trusting them, so.
I do.
We just have a different opinion on this, so.
Yeah. Mine helped to save my life at one time. That's how good my doctor is. But anyway, Attorney General.
From an injury?
Huh?
From an injury?
The World Trade Center.
Okay.
Yeah, she came down here. When I found out she was down here, I said, yep, I'm going to have her again. All right. Attorney General Letitia James up in New York State is seeking testimony, meaning she wants to subpoena Don Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump in connection with a civil probe of the Trump Organization, which is at the heart, of course, of Trump's financial success. And they believe that they've got him. Possibly for some trumping up the prices of his buildings and consequently getting loans that might have been worth more than what the buildings were. But I told a true story about that in hour number one. When I went to get my first loan on my property to build a boat a garage, a boathouse, they said, how much money do you need? I said, well, I need $10,000. They said, well, we'll see to it you get $25,000. And I didn't even ask for it. So I'm thinking to myself, wouldn't you think they might do something like that with Trump?
Of course.
And it's standard procedure.
I know. Well, see, the thing is, this woman, and I'm being very, very loose with the term, this woman, AG, running for office on her mission to get Donald Trump. That was her big promise. I'm going to get Donald Trump. They've been wanting to take this guy down ever since he came down the golden escalator. Once they realized, wait a minute, this guy's a real patriot. We've got to take this guy down. And this is what it's all, the root of that is.
They've also got Georgia.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So Donald Trump is going to weather this storm. And when. I believe that because, like you said, that's standard procedure. That happens all the time.
Sure, and it happened to me. It happened to me, so I know what I'm talking about.
So that's the big thing they've got. Good luck.
Yeah. All right, here comes the music. Hold on. We'll be right back for more on Edwards 2. Coming right back here. And let's see here. Let me see if I can get Kyle to take us to break.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food.
All righty, we'll be right back. 877-969-8600 if you want to opine.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the topsy-turvy world of men who desire to be a female but get offended of being called mom, it's an indication of the desperate need to hurry up and save our republic. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. In wacky leftist Los Angeles, 37-year-old Bennett Casper decided he's a transgender via the marvels of modern medical practices, and also gave birth to a son via C-section. Trans Casper became incensed when the hospital staff called him a mom and insisted that everyone call him dad. The staff was understandably confused, because aren't men who seek to become a female usually referred to with female names? As if that isn't confusing enough, I wonder how mixed up will the child be growing up in such a natural madness. Mr. Bennett and others like him are, in my opinion, reason to be very concerned about a society such as ours that has somehow convinced some males that it would be better to transition into anything other than what God created him to be. Wake up, America, and stand up against evil before it crushes you like a bug. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the one you want in your cup, go to theronedwards.com.
Alrighty, and theronedwards.com is the website to go to, because that's where Mr. Ron Edwards, who's right here on the telephone line, good morning again.
Good morning.
That's where he gets what I'm about to sip in my big old Tervis tumbler cup. Oh, boy, that's good. And I'll tell you what, folks. If you go over to the website, theronedwards.com, take a look at the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that's there. And when you make a purchase over there, use the promo code RE20. That's RE20, where you'll receive a 20% discount on your coffee, And remember, the constitutional grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
And it's a big cup.
Enjoy.
The Tervis Tumbler is a big cup. I got the big one over here. All right, let's get going back here on what we were talking about. Now, the highest court in the land is set to hear a major case this week. As a matter of fact, on Friday, they're going to hear more than one case, but it's going to be about the vaccine mandate. The first one, whether or not the federal government can force your employer to force you to get a COVID shot. Is it constitutional? And to use a federal agency to make it happen. But a First Amendment attorney has already said that the Fifth Circuit Court ruling is a good sign that personal liberty might prevail. Then you've got the Navy SEALs and their case where a federal judge also granted a temporary injunction about the vaccine mandate. That case has also been tagged on to fast-track it to the Supreme Court. And then, of course, you got the third one with the teachers who, oh, by the way, Chicago, they're having a vote tomorrow to decide whether or not the teachers want to teach at home or in the classroom, and however they want to do it, if they want to teach at home, they're going to walk right out of the classroom, and you'll be learning from home, kids.
Yeah, and speaking of the Marines, here's a quote here. Forcing a service member to choose between their faith and serving their country is abhorrent to the Constitution and America's values. According to Mike Berry, General Counsel of First Liberty Institute, punishing SEALs for simply asking for a religious accommodation is purely vindictive and punitive. We're pleased that the court has acted to protect our brave warriors before more damage is done to our national security.
Mm-hmm. And we're about to find out on, I don't think that it'll be decided on Friday, but they're going to hear those cases on Friday, and then we'll hear the decision somewhere down the line.
Absolutely.
And from,
we just pray that, that we're going to get the right decision, because that will have a wide impact on the country, I believe.
Probably. Now, when you talk about the Navy SEALs, and of course you just mentioned what you did there, this has been going on with the SEALs for, 6 months anyway?
Yeah, it's been dragging on. So this stuff has to come to a head, because decisions have to be made so we can move on in society. So.
Yeah. Speaking of moving on, something that was absolutely absurd, nearly two-thirds of the Antarctica station researchers have come down with a COVID positive test despite being fully vaccinated, passing multiple tests, quarantining, and living miles from civilization. That's weird.
Well, that shows you this is what some people are talking about, that what can happen if you or after taking the coronavirus shots, and it's very possible that you can still come down with the coronavirus, that the shots don't necessarily do that good of a job in many cases in preventing people from getting it.
And so, you know, there's one vaccine that stands out in all of this. One vaccine. You know which one it is?
No, I do not.
Moderna. That's the one that seems to be standing up the best to all of these variants and scariants and movieants and whatever kind of ents they are.
Well, the best thing that stands up against it is natural immunity after, especially if you've had it once.
Yep.
And by the way, with each new generation of these little variants or whatever, they're weaker anyway. So,
And if you happen to get the Omicron after you've had natural immunity, it's actually helping to develop, and nobody's talking about this, herd immunity.
Correct. Yeah.
And not so, one word out of anybody.
That's what needs to be taken more into consideration. And you see the example of that in places like Florida, where people are hanging out and just living their lives.
You mean like AOC?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
She had a good time. She was in a drag bar, by the way.
Yeah, she's in support of locking down the greatest city in the world, and yet she hops on a jet, gets down to Florida to have fun.
Yeah, at South Beach.
Yeah.
Because that's where everybody goes to have fun.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Okay, House Republicans are launching a probe to see if the Biden family members are turning a profit from Joe being the president. More specifically, they want to know about the sale of art from Hunter Biden. Now, this is also combined with something else. Did you see what Senator Ted Cruz said?
Ted Cruz.
Okay, let me help you out.
Yeah, go for it.
Yesterday, Senator Ted Cruz said, if the Republicans take control of the House by their 30 or 35 votes, whatever, and they take control of the Senate by 5 or 6 votes or whatever, then he would not be surprised if a little turnabout wouldn't be a little fair play and they go after Joe Biden and impeach him and impeach him for the results of what I just told you about with this who's making money off Joe Biden.
You know, that may be a major issue down the road, and I understand them doing this. But right now, there's some more pressing issues concerning our republic, and I just find it kind of interesting that Republicans are not using that much energy, with a few exceptions, not every one of them, but when it comes to the border and some other more pressing issues, China and things like that. And I just think that right now it might be political energy wasted, at least at this particular time.
Well, keep in mind, they are the minority, so they cannot control what gets done at the House level and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the phone line real quick because we don't have a lot of time. All right, Eric in Seminole. Or wait a minute, Eric in East Tennessee.
I'm a migrant.
All right, hurry up. You got about 30 seconds. We're going to lose you here.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you're talking about all these, good morning, gentlemen. You guys are talking about the vaccines and all this sort of stuff. And you got two-thirds of the McMurdo State or whatever down, or forgive me the name, but down in Antarctica. Okay, all those people, they're severely quarantined, isolated. It's almost like going to going up in outer space for the quarantine.
That's right.
To ensure that these people are 110% ready to go, because you don't want to have a true medical emergency down south, so to speak, because of the time lapse in providing medical evacuation. So the surveillance is incredible on this. So here's my speculation is, I'm sure people can draw their own conclusions, the vaccines, these injectables are actually causing some of these quote-unquote outbreaks. They're not a breakthrough, because you can't have when's the last time you had a breakthrough infection with chickenpox or anything? That's a different viral load.
What's in the vaccine, Eric? You were a medic. What's in the vaccine?
Well, what's in the vaccine?
It's whatever you're vaccinating the person for. There's a little bit in there.
Well, that's what they're actually injecting, a synthetic
Okay,
protein.
Eric, I got to go, Eric. Yeah. Here comes the music. Thank you. Okay, and Ron, I got to let you go, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
Thursday, yes.
And I'll be on your show this afternoon, I think.
Yes, you will.
All right, thanks. All right, we'll be back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Busy day in the neighborhood. Busy day in the neighborhood.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration brought 36 migrants back to the United States for court hearings on Monday under the reimposed Remain in Mexico program and expanded its enforcement of that program into San Diego, California. Candidate Joe Biden from a year ago.
This is the first president in the history of the United States of America that's anybody seeking asylum has to do it in another country.
The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow them to end the program that blocks illegal immigration. The $9 billion medical miracle that never existed. Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and former CEO of blood testing company Theranos, on Monday was found guilty of conspiracy and fraud against certain investors by a California jury. Apple Technology on Monday became the first publicly traded company to be worth $3 trillion. It comes less than 2 years after the company became the first to get a $2 trillion valuation. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, we'll be there. And it's always a lot of fun with the gang when we're there. And you come out and meet some members of the Captain's Army. If you don't know them, you soon will. And we're all, and by the way, the Mission Barbecue, the reason we're there at 11:30 is because at 12 noon, they play the national anthem. And we stand up and salute the flag, and that's what everybody in the building does. You either salute it if you're a veteran or if you are a police officer or firefighter, whatever. Maybe you're a government employee. Because we get people from the Customs and Border Patrol that are there as well, and a lot of civilians. Now, this is a busy week for me, not only today, over at Mission Barbecue, but Thursday, it'll be Have Lunch with the Captain down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. I'll be down there from 11:30 to 1:30. And also, Saturday, I'll be at the gun show. Two Guys Gun Show is in Largo, and they're going to have a big exhibit over there to start the year out. Looking forward to seeing people over there. Not sure where we'll be set up in there, but we'll be easy to find. No problem there with that. So if you can, there's three different opportunities to stop by, say howdy, howdy, and take advantage of all the different things going on where we're at. Now, it's going to be a busy month. It's going to be a busy year. Things are going to light up as we move along because of the midterm elections coming up. But it's really going to be something. So I'm looking forward to everything that's going to take place. And then I'll move this along a little bit. January the 22nd, I'll be in Bradenton on a Saturday morning for a brunch there. It's the Republican Liberty Caucus is getting together to have a gun rally for constitutional carry in Florida. And there'll be some speakers there. I will be one of them. I'll also have a little display there. Looking forward to meeting people there on that Saturday morning, the 22nd of January, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. It'll be at the Legion Post, and this is post number 24, which is on 75th Street in Bradenton. So make sure you check that out. And I'll be telling you more about that as we move along as well. Now, Ron DeSantis, our great governor, we've been telling you about this. The liberals have been going after him for about a week now. And I reported, I don't know how many times I said this, but I'm going to say it again because the liberals are still out there trying to falsely report their side of the what this is about. We reported extensively last week on the meltdowns the left is having and some in the media towards the end of December over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis allegedly going missing for several days while there was a rise in the number of COVID-19 Omicron cases in the state. Now, he didn't go missing at all. He was working, and his calendar shows, because it's out there for everybody to see, that he was in Tallahassee working there. And some of DeSantis' most notorious unhinged critics suggested he was deliberately trying to avoid the media in the middle of the alleged surge in cases, which is a laughable claim considering how adept he's shown himself to be when handling a hostile Florida press corps. Others threw around wild conspiracy theories that involved DeSantis possibly being sick himself. And the reality of the matter was that Governor DeSantis was away with his wife, Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis, as she received treatment for breast cancer, which was diagnosed back in October. And I'm sure she was scared. I know I would be. And I'm sure that she was appreciative of her husband going with her to support her. Now, all that being said, during a scheduled press conference yesterday, DeSantis was asked his response to claims from his detractors that he was on vacation or MIA over the last couple of weeks. Now, his response was classic DeSantis. He mocked the media's double standards and pointed out how such questions would never be raised about the current Oval Office occupant by the same people, even though as COVID case numbers rose in record numbers nationwide, Joe Biden headed off to the Delaware Beach. Now, he said, and I quote, this is DeSantis, "I guess I should have been at the beach in Delaware, right? And then they would have been really happy with that." Well, yeah. But he also responded to the AOC nonsense. And she was, of course, vacationing in Florida. And this is what our governor said, and I quote, "If I had a dollar for every lockdown politician who decided to escape to Florida over the last two decades, I'd be a pretty doggone wealthy man." True. True. And then you had Don Lemon. Oh, back in November when he came down here, the governor tweeted him and said, "Welcome to Florida, at Don Lemon. Thanks to at Governor Ron DeSantis, you can enjoy the Sunshine State's beautiful weather mask-free." And so far there's been no response to any of that. But still, the point is, these fools are out there trying their very best to tell their lies and make something out of nothing, because that's what it is, nothing. Now, the Omicron virus is creating problems with the schools, especially in the blue cities, the big blue cities and the blue states. Obviously, Massachusetts, one state for sure, Democrat, surging cases of the Omicron variant are complicating the students' return to school following the winter break, and they're already talking about classes from home via the computer. Now, they're taking a vote, as I told you today, to see whether or not out in California they're going to have classes in school or out of school. In Chicago, they're doing the same, taking a vote to see if they want to teach in the classroom or via the virtual internet. We'll know soon enough. And, of course, in New York, Mayor Eric Edwards, the new mayor, and the governor, Kathy Hochul, have tried to assure parents that improved testing protocols will keep the students safe at school and that New York City public schools are returning as scheduled Monday to the classrooms, which so far everything is moving along in that direction. But again, you've got all these variables in there. If this, if that, maybe this, maybe that. Well, what a bunch of nonsense, huh? By the way, the Democrats seem to be seeking a successor for Nancy Pelosi after the midterms. The Washington Post wrote a pretty extensive article about her and the fact that she's expected to retire after November's midterm election and announced that she's leaving because she probably won't be the Speaker of the House come next January. Probably isn't going to happen. So she doesn't want to be around for that. Oh, and also there was one of those More Money Than God people, the Serrano's founder, Elizabeth Holmes, I forgot to mention this, but Chris Markowski, was found guilty in a fraud case on 4 charges of fraud. She was up on 11 charges, found guilty of 4. Bilked people out of millions, if not a billion or $2. What a waste, what a shame. It's too bad that people get caught up in stuff like that. Now, for some reason, more people are getting unapproved additional COVID shots. You heard me right. Unapproved additional COVID shots. Wow. We'll get into that when we come back, because that's just one of those things where you sit there and you go, what'd he say? Okay. Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff. And if you want to meet Jeff, he'll probably be over at lunch at Mission Barbecue on Westwater. Stop by, you can get to meet him. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan at one of the dealerships. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from not only the Panhandle, but South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up the upper Midwest, and out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. As a matter of fact, their goal is to be the best auto dealer in the country. And it all starts with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They've got several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you can dream of. By the way, used cars, trade-ins, oh boy, they are commanding a great resale price. So take advantage. Upgrade your ride now. Get more for the vehicle you're driving if it's in good condition, and get another one. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals. Now, Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50. You can check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Now, I just told you about Ivanka and Don Jr. trying to get them subpoenaed to testify in that civil suit that they got going on up there in New York about the Trump businesses. And just when you think you couldn't find anything any stranger, who would even think children's books would be blocked on Facebook and Twitter from being sold? Who would think that? Not me. Now, the title of the book's Heroes of Liberty, Facebook has blocked the ads for these children books that honor Ronald Reagan, Amy Coney Barrett, and Thomas Sowell. Now, they eventually claimed that it was an error. That's what Twitter said. But in one error, it seems to occur regularly. And Facebook originally said these books, The Heroes of Liberty, which have been published books about Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, former President Ronald Reagan, author Thomas Sowell, violated the company's rules against low quality or disruptive content. Good Lord. Well, they're back for sale again, but after a lot of complaints. By the way, China has come out and yelled at, blistered, screamed at Walmart for cutting a bunch of Chinese products that they were selling in their stores. And to that I say, kudos to Walmart. We all knew that they had items they were selling from China, but they actually had the guts to say enough's enough, we're going to go with American products, even if it does cost more. And they did, because people want to buy made in the USA. They want to buy made in the USA. Now, you've heard about the gun violence all around the country. In Los Angeles, gun violence has hit a 15-year high. And from the LA Times, the city has seen nearly 400 killings at the end of 2021. A staggering loss of progress in reducing such violence over the past 15 years. As of December 29th, there have been 392 homicides, the most of any year since 2007. And according to the paper, the causes are complex and hard to pin down, but they've been politicized, exaggerated, or minimized to meet people's chosen narratives about the police, criminal justice, and the best path forward. How about if you just enforce the laws that are there? Because most of these crimes, most of these gun things are gang related. How about if you go after the gangs and get rid of the gangs? How about if you try there? Start with that. And see where that takes you. And there's a lot of illegals. A lot of illegals that get recruited into these gangs. And some of them that come here that are gang members that sneak into the USA. So there you go. By the way, you heard about Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer pushing the voting law changes in the Senate. He's going to try to ram them through sometime around the middle of January. You need to call your senator now, folks. And you need to say, hey, don't do this. And if your senator's up for re-election, and about half of them are, say, look, if you vote for this, we don't vote for you. And make yourself very plain and very clear and make sure they understand you. Because it is the way it needs to be when it comes to this H.R. 1 and this S.B. 1. That's the voting bill that they want to try to get put in place. Now, you heard me say United Airlines is recruiting potentially unvaxxed London flight attendants to fill in for the suspended unvaxxed Americans. Tell me that makes sense. Tell me that makes sense. Unbelievable that they would do such a thing. But they're going to do it. And by the way, we heard yesterday about the settlement between Epstein and Prince Andrew, the accuser. It was made public, some $400,000. You folks up in Colorado, they still have not yet ruled out arson as a cause of the Colorado wildfires. Remember that. And oh, by the way, this is the point where I need to tell you about Dominic Spines and Decor. Now, Dominic Spines and Decor is in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, too. You can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give Jill a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. It's that simple. 941-922-2345. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic Spines and Decor. 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota, 941-922-2345. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear here. It's been another busy day, and Eric, up there in East Tennessee, I'll try to remember you move next time. I'm so used to, over the years, saying Eric and Seminole, and now he's up there in the woods. By the way, folks, a government which robs Peter to pay Paul can't always depend on the support of Paul. I'll see you tonight. God bless.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.